your babies grow up to be cowboys.
You know how I know that we're going to like Tyler Haar, professional bull rider Tyler Haar, one of the top 35 bull riders in the country, Tyler Haar?
Why is that?
Because off air, you asked him a question, and Tyler looked you in the eye and said, "No, sir, actually," and then he finished his answer to you.
And he was very embarrassed, so way to embarrass Tyler Haar.
I'm just saying he picked up on your vibe immediately. Immediately.
What, that I'm the man in this relationship?
Yes. Yes, Tyler, thanks for being here.
I have to say I'm a bit smitten. You're like this really handsome, soft-spoken, other than the fact that you call me sir, great-looking cowboy.
I'll never live that one down. I don't
No, that's all right. You are so well-mannered. Where are you from originally?
I'm from southwest Arkansas, a little town called Hazen.
Hazen, Arkansas.
What's that town known for? Is that famous for anything?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the Delta Rice country.
But they have, in that town, one of the top 35 bull riders in the entire world, and that's you.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's not bad.
Yes,
so
sir.
When you go back there, everybody must know you. Everybody must love the fact that you've achieved what you've achieved, right?
Yeah, I'm just Tyler to them.
Really? Yeah.
Now, was bull riding really popular in Hazen, Arkansas when you were growing up?
Yeah, I mean, all my friends and stuff, they like whenever we'd have an event that come to our little town, you know, amateur events and whatnot, they'd definitely like to come out. I actually had one of the worst wrecks in my career in my hometown and when I was 14, broke my jaw and crushed the right side of my face. It was kind of
When you say wreck, do you mean a wreck on a bull?
Or yes, sir.
You did, oh,
where else do you think it would be?
Well, I don't know the lingo. Like, I would say I fell off a bull, but it's a you call it a wreck. It's a wreck, a bull wreck.
And you got back on a bull after crushing half your face and breaking your jaw?
Oh, yes, man.
See,
he figured
here, Tyler,
it out now.
I got bit by a gerbil right there on my finger when I was a kid.
Yeah, I actually broke my jaw earlier this year at an event in Springfield, Missouri, got knocked out and whatnot and rode the next night and finished the weekend off. So it's just we're cut from different metal. It's something we do.
Yeah.
We don't get paid unless we compete. And, you know, there's no sense in sitting on the sidelines whenever you're trying to make a living. So,
I'm just, you know, like this is a sport. This is professional bull riding, and their tour is going to come through the Allstate Arena January 13th through the 15th. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to Ticketmaster.com. This is a sport. This is exciting. Do you get that adrenaline rush right before you're announced, and then you come out on that bull?
Oh yeah, that's why we do what we do. I mean, it's best drug in the world, if I say. You know.
Yeah.
You know, it's something I've been doing since I was a kid, and the PBRs, you know, fascinated me when I was three or four years old, and I've become a fan of it. And then the PBR has grown into this, you know, worldwide sport. You know, it's up, you know, on all of our ratings. You know, we set 13 attendance records this year, and our CBS viewership on TV is up 12%. And on two Sundays this year, we were the second sport only to the NFL. So, I mean, it's growing. It's in five different countries. We have offices in Brazil, Canada, Mexico, Australia. You know, it's a hot ticket, you know, and if you're in Chicago on 13th to the 15th, you got a date, you want to take a girl out to do something
good
fun.
Date night.
Yeah. She's not going to complain if you come with tickets to the PBR. So.
And you've added an extra night. That's how it sold out last time, only two nights, and now it's going to be there three nights at the Allstate Arena.
Yeah, there was such a demand for the tickets last year, they just added another night. So we're there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon.
Did you start practicing on a mechanical bull, or those probably weren't even around when you were a little kid?
No, actually, a hay bale is what I started.
A hay bale.
What is that? Just a you just
yeah,
sit
just
on hay?
A square hay bale.
Do you need a translator?
I don't know, because hay does not move, Tyler. Hay stays in one place, but a bull moves.
Yeah, it was more to strengthen the muscles in your legs and stuff.
Oh,
you got to cling on. You know, you got to have a tight grip, Bill.
Could you make good money being a professional hay bale rider? Probably not. Who paid to see that?
Yeah, my first time was actually a blur, and all my training up. Leading up to that did no good because it was a wreck. I don't even think I made it to the end of the gate.
Really?
I had a good nod, though. I nodded my head really pretty, but after that, it was about it.
Well, isn't some of it show? I know the point is to stay on as long as you can, but a lot of it's like how you hold yourself, right?
Yeah, once you get to this level, I mean, it's definitely judged. We're judged by how well we, you know, match the bull's moves move for move. You can only be as good as the bull you have, and the bull's marked 1 to 25. So if you have a 22-point bull and you don't ride him very well, you're going to be less than him. And if you ride him, you know, very well, you can be as many points as him or a point or two above him. So the whole objective is to stay on 8 seconds, of course, at first, you know, and then try to stay, you know, ride him as, you know, match him move for move, you know, and not look like you're behind or and that sort of thing. It's like dancing, but with a 1,800-pound
gigantic ferocious, you know, animal.
Exactly,
could kill you.
Exactly. It's definitely have to let him lead for sure.
Oh yeah. You be Ginger Rogers. That's fine. Yeah. Let the bull be Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire. Wendy with the point. How about that? In horse racing, the jockey gets to pick the horse. You don't get to pick the bull.
No, sir, not until our championship round on Sunday. The first two rounds are randomly drew, and then our championship round is
the
top
15
guys.
You get to pick on the third one? I'd pick a sleeping one. I'd go pick the one picking a nap over there.
Yeah, it depends on how you come in. You know, if you're sitting first, you definitely want to pick one that you have a high chance of riding, so you can continue and be the number one guy. If you're setting fifth, you're trying to make up points, so you have to pick one that's a little tougher. You can score higher.
That's good thinking. I didn't even. I wouldn't have.
Yeah,
put
there's a lot
that
of strategy
together.
That comes into it at that point. You know.
Yeah.
I have a silly question. Not being
as opposed to the rest of the questions we've asked you so far, Tyler.
But not. This is really silly, Bill. And you know, this is like an old wives' tale, and from someone who's never ridden a bull. There's a rope around the belly of the bull, and rumor has it that it's pushed back a little bit away from their belly and on their junk. So then they buck like that to get it off. Is there any truth to that? To get the rope off, and that's what causes them to buck and run and jump.
That's one of the many misconceptions of our sport and things that people have taken and, you know, run with it. But I think if you use a little common sense as a man, any man, if you, you know, go and grab your husband or your boyfriend by their junk, to see how much they jump and buck around.
Right.
They're probably going to stand really still until you release the pressure. If you know the anatomy of cattle, it's kind of the same anatomy as a human.
Just to eat it. I don't know to ride it.
If a human male was to, you know, stand on their hands and knees, the flank goes around where our belt goes. You know, it's just on
so it's for you to hang on to. Is that kind of why the rope is there? Or
no, it actually causes them kick. They're ticklish. They're very ticklish, just like a human, and that flank's down there by their belt, and they're so sensitive they can, you know, feel a fly on their back. So whenever they feel that rope back there, and it's, you know, it's tickling them. If you walk up to a bull or a horse, you know, and touch them in their flank area back by their hips, not underneath them, I mean, just on their side, they're going to kick at you. I mean, that's just something people know not to do, you know, around horses or cattle or anything. I mean, they're just...
Did you know not to do that? Because I sure didn't.
Everyone knows that.
That's just, so it's not, you know, it's...
You're not hurting them. It's not tied around any particular area. Sense.
I mean, you know, you grab somebody's testicles, they're not going to go running and jumping around. And,
tell me about
and
it.
If you know, if you're man enough to go out there and do that, and I want to watch. I mean, it's definitely not. It's just in the general area or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like sits where our belt goes on a human.
God, I did not know bulls were ticklish.
Oh,
so that is
Wendy,
something I've learned today.
They love to be tickled.
I don't know if they love it.
I mean, they're just
it.
Sensitive. They can feel a fly on their back and knock it off with their horn. You know. So, I mean, they're just very sensitive. They know where everything is on their body. And they feel us when we're on their back. I mean, that's how bulls get their tendency of whether they spin left or spin right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a bull is guaranteed to spin left, but if you're over in his way, you're trying to cheat him, you know, on the left side, he's not going to go into you. You know, he knows where you're at, and, you know, they're very sensitive. They're smart animals, and they're not, you know, they're not dumb by no means. And they learn this game, and they enjoy it, and they're, you know, they're there to play for sure.
So that's kind of playtime for them in a sense.
You know, there's some of the stock contractors that's had bulls, you know, world champion bulls that have gotten used to going, that whenever they leave home, once them bulls are retired, those bulls, you know, they throw a fit. You know, Little Yellow Jacket was one, Bushwhacker's one, that one of our old, you know, retired bulls, that when those stock contractors leave with all the other bulls, I mean, they're out there running up and down the fence. I mean, they're wanting to go. I mean, that's, you know,
they're bored now without that, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, you know, they're athletes at the, you know, greatest sense, and they learn very quickly that that's what they're, you know, there to do, you know. And So whenever they get older, I mean, they want to go play with the young guys still. You know, they don't want to be done, but
of course,
because of their age and things like that, you know, the owners, you know, understand it's time to retire them and
yeah.
turn them out to pastures with all the pretty gals. So
yep.
Make new little bucking
balls. No complaints.
God, not a bad life, actually, for a bull ride, if you ask me.
Please.
God, we have a hot cowboy in the studio right now. I think we need to take a break.
We'll take a break.
I need to towel off.
It's required by law. Anytime there's a hot cowboy in the room, you must take a break from time to time. Tyler Haar is here explaining the sport of bull riding. He's one of the 35 best in the world. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Tyler Haar is here. He's a professional bull rider, Wendy, one of the 35th best in the world, not like me. One time Horace Grant gave me a ride on his shoulders for my birthday. That's as far as my bull riding experiences go.
That doesn't count. Yes, Tyler Haar, professional bull rider of the PBR, which stands for Professional Bull Riders, built Ford Tough Series. They're making a stop at the Allstate Arena January 13th through the 15th. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com. I guess we have asked stupid questions because there are a lot of listeners that have texted in really good questions. So, Tyler, maybe you answer some of these. Ask him about the effect of how riders from South America have changed the sport.
They've definitely upped the competition level. Those guys, they come in, and they come here from, you know, a lot of them from a lesser, you know, privileged life as a child, and they come here to make a living for their family back home, and they're not going to, you know, they're going to do whatever it takes to do that, and so they don't come here to play games or anything. They come in here and they work hard and they're very successful.
Is their riding style different though?
Yeah, it is different.
How is it different from here in America?
For one, they use a different rope that is a little different, but they're more of strength riders. They sit behind their rope and you know, lift and stuff, whereas American riders kind of stand up and try to stay out in front of their rope.
Yeah.
Their bulls down there are a little different than they are here. They're bigger, slower, stronger bulls, whereas our bulls here are more really fast, really athletic. Now, not that we don't have big bulls, but as a whole, our bulls are very fast, very athletic, and definitely, you know, more diverse, you know, set of bulls than they have down there.
When they come here, do they get to bring their bulls from South America with them, or do they, Los Toros, by the way, or do they have to ride the American bulls?
No, sir, they have to ride the American bulls, and it normally takes a minute for them to adjust, but once they get adjusted to the speed and stuff, they're pretty hard to beat, for
sure.
I bet. They're just very, very focused and determined to, you know, to do what they come here to do.
Someone else tell Tyler, we were just in Vegas for the national finals.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there?
I was not. I did not get to attend that this year.
Please ask Tyler, his view on helmets versus cowboy hats. No one's wearing a helmet when they're bull riding, are they?
It's actually, you know, the PBR's put a rule in effect. If you're born after 94, then you're required to wear a helmet. So eventually,
really?
It will become where all the guys are wearing helmets. But you know, there's guys that were grandfathered in, and you know, if you're born earlier than that, is, you know, it's still an option for you. I personally don't wear a helmet.
Can't you make a helmet that looks like a cowboy hat?
Like
a helmet is underneath your cowboy hat. Make it 15 gallons instead of 10, so it'll fit the helmet.
Yeah. It's just personal preference, you know. It's something, you know, if a guy, you know, thinks that that's going to maybe give him an edge, you know, mentally or whatever, it's something he might do.
But you're not afraid to be riding the bull with it and not have a helmet on? That doesn't scare you at all? Because I play ping pong and I wear a helmet.
You know, I think, you know, anything you do in life, there's a fear element, you know, any kind of extreme sports, and that's something you have to get over and move forward, you know, move past. And, you know, on the other side of fear is freedom. And there's been a lot of times in my life I've let fear keep me from doing things that I wanted to do and keep me from being successful. And, it, you know, this sport has taught me how to, you know, look past that and know that, you know, it's going to heal. Most of the pain is going to heal and go away. The regret of not doing it, however, will be there forever. And, you know, if something bad and tragic was to happen to me in the arena, then, you know, so be it. But
yeah.
I'm
comes
not
with
gonna,
the territory.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit around and worry about that, because all that's going to do is allow that to happen, you know, easier. If we're not, you know, our sport's dangerous, but if you're not 100% focused and, you know, mind and body and everything, whenever it comes time, to do this, then it's downright suicidal. I mean, you can't be thinking about whether you got a helmet on or
sure.
not. Whenever you know, you make up your mind whether you want to, how you want to go about the sport, and then after that, it's, you know, it's 100% focused on the job at hand. You know, you can't worry about whether you have a helmet on or not.
One final thing, and I don't know if this is true. 815 has texted us. The old saying, in bronco riding, the horse tries to throw you. In bull riding, the bull tries to trade places with you. Any truth to that?
I don't know if I've ever heard that one. That's a new one on me. The bulls, they definitely know their job. They're like a UFC fighter, though. A lot of our bulls are calm at home. Our world champion bull, Asteroid, you know, his owner actually puts his child on his back at home, just
what?
Sitting in the
He's
pen,
that gentle.
Feeding, scratch.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, just gentle as a dog. But whenever they come in that arena, you know, they change. You know, they're like a fighter. When they come in that octagon, I mean, they change into a total different person.
Sure.
And that's how our bulls are, you know, and us as cowboys are the same. And we're nice whenever we're out and about. But when we step in that buck and shoot, it's game on, and we're both know what we're there to do. And
is there eye contact? Are you and the bull looking at each other in the eye going, I'm going to win this one?
So there's a lot of, you know, whenever we're putting our ropes on them back before they actually come in the shoot, as we're waiting for our turn or whatever, there's definitely some standing beside each other time, and they're a lot of times snorting and butting their horns against the fence, you know, and a little intimidation, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Time for intimidation for sure back there. It's definitely a competition, and they learn when the competition is on and when it's not, and when they're at home, a lot of them are just, you know, calm pets for sure.
Hmm.
And I'm sure they're cared for very well because these are their prize animals.
Well, yes, like I said, I mean, they let their kids ride them, and they go out and they, you know, they're all over them petting them and whatnot, and they all have their each of them have their stalls, and as a bovine animal, if I was going to be reincarnated as a bovine, that's definitely what I'd want to be, because
sure.
they're definitely the rock stars of their species.
Look at that. Does red really make them angry, the color red?
Has nothing.
That's a wives' tale.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, nothing.
All right. I was going to put you in a red shirt and put you out at the Allstate Arena.
I already gave Tyler a resume to be a rodeo clown in January. You said you'd get back to me on that, right?
Yeah.
All right,
there
cool.
you go.
That'll be fun.
It is a pleasure to meet you. You're quite a handsome cowboy and quite a talented bull rider, professional bull rider, Tyler Haar. You have a website. It's TylerHaar.com. And don't forget the PBR Built Ford Tough Series coming to the Allstate Arena for an additional day this year, January 13th through the 15th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. A pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you, miss.
Take care, Tyler. A quick break and then some news.